Now, you stand amongst the Chester Rose, unique to the world and dating back to the 13th century. They are continuous half-timbered galleries, which form a second row of shops above those at street level, along Watergate Street, Northgate Street, Eastgate Street, and Bridge Street. The Boot Inn is a resident of one of the rows, and was notorious for hosting a selection of ladies of the night. In fact, it was the go-to place for any visiting gentleman who wished to obtain the services of a lady at the right price. The Boot Inn was built in the early to middle part of the 17th century, opening as an inn in 1643. However, the facade you can see was rebuilt and restored in the late 19th century. For many years, the shops at the front of the row were occupied by barbers, but there was a corridor leading to the public house beyond. There's a strange curiosity behind the bar. A stone shot, which was located within one of the oak beams, was found during restoration. Although its origin is unknown, this could well have been from the Civil War, an item of cultural and historical significance. However, it could also have just been from an irate wife who was trying to teach her errant husband a severe lesson for his indiscretions. Now, as I have previously mentioned, the Boot Inn was one of Chester's most notorious brothels during the 1700s, right up to the 1900s. In the 1920s, it became a far more respectable gentleman's club. They felt a name change was needed to boost the image of the pub, even if what happened on the inside stayed the same. Because of places like the Boot Inn, Chester became the subject of the first ever study of sexually transmitted infections in the 18th century. The study estimated that approximately 8% of Chester residents of both sexes had been infected by an STI before the age of 35. The Boot Inn was the center of such behavior. The grueling treatment for this disease in Chester, known as the pox, took at least 35 days. It involved the continual supervised application of mercury to the affected area, which caused patients to produce pints of saliva, supposedly flushing out the venereal poisons. The side effects included swollen gums, ulcers, and severe halitosis. General Sir Charles Napier wrote, "All the rogues and fools and drunkards in the country seem collected here, and the robe balconies are filled all day with idols and well-dressed girls, young and old. I've never witnessed such stupid idleness as in Chester." Not surprisingly, an inn with such reputation has its fair share of ghostly goings-on. However, they're not for people with sensitive dispositions. The ghosts here like to recreate scenes of all the sexual deviances that took place behind the curtains in the inn. Many people claim to have heard the convivial sound of glasses clinking in uproarious conversations. Then all would go quiet, and suddenly the squeals of anguish, delight, ecstatic moans, and the happy sighs of fulfilled pleasure would fill the listener's ears. So keep an eye out on your group tonight, and make sure no one decides to take a little trip for some late-night pleasure in the Boot Inn, as they really don't know what is in store. Before we fall into debauchery, let's head now to our next location.